Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, new decade. Be future ready with Zurich, the power behind your pension.
The annual Chinese New Year Community Festival was officially launched in Dublin's northeast inner city this week. This year, the free, family-friendly event will see Hill Street transformed into a Chinese wonderland to ring in the Year of the Rat. Della Kilroy spoke to some of the families preparing for the celebrations, and she has this report.
My name's Kitcha and I'm 10.
My name is Anna and I'm 9.
My name is Lisa and I'm 12.
So we're wearing our dance costume. So this is a traditional Chinese dance. So it's red and we wear a big necklace and a big hat that's really jingly.
I'm in Hill Street, a family resource centre, with just some of the children preparing to showcase their Chinese traditions at this year's Chinese New Year Festival, held on Saturday, January the 25th.
The Chinese New Year Festival has the people like perform on the stage and they do paper cutting and tea serving and lots more.
Funded by the government's Northeast Inner City Initiative and supported by Dublin City Council, the event is hosted by Hill Street's Family Resource Centre. Eileen Smith is the centre's project manager.
So Hill Street Family Resource Centre is based on Hill Street. If you were walking in Dublin, you'd walk up O'Connell Street, you take a right down Parnell Street, you pass by lots of Chinese restaurants and Chinese shops and supermarkets, and then you take the second left and you're on Hill Street. Hill Street is Family Resource Centre. It's based in an area in Dublin where there are lots of private rented accommodation, not necessarily the best private rented accommodation. So a lot of our families who would come to the centre would live in very small, cramped apartments. So I suppose what the centre does is that we provide family support to families. Our families would be about 80-90% would be from migrant ethnic minority backgrounds. They would work generally in very low paid jobs and they would be without any family. So when people have their first child, they would come to the centre, they'd get support from the people who work here, make friendships, which is probably the most important part of coming to Hill Street.
You're launching the Chinese New Year Festival here out on the streets on the 25th of January. What's in store?
What's key to it is that it's run by people who live in the community, so it's a community event. And what we'll be doing on the day is transforming the street into a Chinese wonderland. It's actually amazing. We will have arts and crafts. We'll have performances from 2 until 7, and we'll have paper cutting, games for the children, and workshops.
Each year, the celebration is led by a group of Chinese parents who live locally, and it's grown organically since it started 5 years ago. Hong Yi Jiao moved to Ireland 15 years ago before meeting her husband here.
I've been here for study, and now I'm a housewife. I have 2 sons. We decided we stay here. After my husband got a job teaching in DIT, and Irish people are very friendly.
What does this festival, what does the Chinese New Year Festival, what does it mean to you and to your community?
This festival starts 6 years ago. That's only 70 people come here until now. Last year was 4,000 people. When I was small, the biggest festival in China is the New Year Festival. And we all very exciting because we got new clothes and we got treats, we got red envelopes. The feeling now is like that. And for the children, they know and they learn a lot.
This year is the Year of the Rat. What does that mean?
The rat means intelligent, very smart. So it's really lucky animal.
Also helping with the preparations is Miao. Having arrived in Ireland 19 years ago, she now works part-time for a childcare company.
19 years ago, when I finished my college, I didn't know what to do. And then my 2 friends said, Ireland is a great city and English speaker. So I say, oh, that's great. I learned some English. So that's why I came.
Yourself and your husband were both working as hairdressers on Baggot Street when you met.
Oh, yeah. And then we worked together for 3 years and then had a baby. And then our family grow and grow. Now we have 4 children ourselves. Yeah.
What does the Chinese New Year Festival mean to you?
We celebrate like families have to be together, like a Christmas here. Like we don't really go home that often. It's so expensive. And they're happy they are Chinese and Irish. I think it's for them the sense of belonging. It's really important.
back with the children and they told me what they were looking forward to in this year's celebrations.
I'm excited about the origami that we're doing because I really like folding paper.
It means that family and friends gather together and they have a meal and talk about their feelings.
So I feel proud of who I am. Whenever I go around my school and show them the dances and stuff, I just feel like, look at me, I'm proud of who I am and I am so glad to be here and doing this dance.
Della Kilroy there reporting from Dublin's Hill Street Family Resource Centre.